When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is an excerpt from the future where adult CEJ is a professional movie reviewer for the local newspaper. From the article, Toy Story 2, more like Toy Story Too Much. The one part of the movie that really grated on me, pun intended, was when the gang finds their way up through a skyscraper by climbing through the air vents. As anyone who's been inside of an air vent would know, those vents are too clean, too small, and too easy. Those toys should have been countered rats the size that they were, poops, dust, mites, any kind of monsters, really, as anyone, again, who has any real-world experience with such a thing should know. It saddens and confuses this reviewer that the showmakers had no intention of even remotely playing close to reality after the establishment in the first Toy Story of a believable world filled with rich characters and what if it was so feelings. Unfortunately, Toy Story 2 fails to hit the mark in this regard, and I would speculate that this may very well be the death not only of this franchise, but of Pixar.
Friends in an alternate future, welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of constricting creepers and eaten enemies in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And I just want to say something real honest right now. Anything that happens to me is complete bollocks.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the mundane, and people are always trying to get rid of me with Go-Gurt, but no, I think I'm going to stay Gurt.
Hi, this is Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Chosen, and Crashly is also wondering, like all of you, why she hasn't used her garrot recently.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert, and I can't wait to see what the kids have planned for my birthday tomorrow.
Shit. I knew we forgot something.
Oh no. Oh no.
You can't forget until it's the day of. What's up?
Oh, that's true.
Hey, Susan, I know you're driving, but can we stop by the Hallmark store on the way home for no reason? Hi, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CJ, the mundane. And look, I'm not the only person to face off against a giant plant monster, but I did invent it.
Where we left off, things were not great for our, our trusty companions. The group is split up into two distinct parts. In one part, Susan Crashly, in the body of Chadriel, and Adam Miller have walked into a roughly 40-foot long room, very large, much larger than anything you've previously encountered. And I would say over half of it is filled with this enormous explosion of vines that are moving, crawling, crisscrossing all over each other in this susurrating. Is that the word that I'm looking for?
I've never heard that word, but it might
be. Susurrating.
I believe that's the word. It means making a sound. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
In a susurration of unsettling, rustling sounds.
Nice.
Tyler, thank you.
Yeah, that's a
thank
good
you.
One.
You know, I really wanted cool. to pull that one out.
I like that.
I do too.
And all of these vine movements seem centered on a single point, which is at the top of this viney mass, where above it is the dangling grate of an open vent through which one Cody Ernst Jr. has fallen and been grabbed by the vines. Cody Ernst Jr. is, of course, slowly being constricted, and you feel your breath coming shallower and shallower as these vines appear to be predatory in nature. While you are all experiencing that, meanwhile, Shamanda had a bit of a panic attack, and through the help of Tom and Tim Nuts,
hi,
was able to escape where she was and finds herself in a much worse state of being, which is Shamanda is waking up on the floor of a basketball court next to the burned and charred body of a flying horse with dragon scales, some sort of creature that looks vaguely like something out of Chinese myth, and sees in front of her its enemy, a bull-like creature with horns that are inverted and turned in instead of out, genuflecting down in front of her gleefully as the Bondelgrob parts of it just sort of morph in and out across its face, its bull muzzle with growing and receding fangs in and out, just this huge toothy grin appearing on its face. Shamanda realizes two things. One, something is sliding down her throat. And two, there is a large chunk of meat pulled out of this bull-like creature, and it appears that it has fed itself to her. What Shamanda knows is that the Bondelgrob, once it's in your system, according to Susan, you have about 15 minutes before it permanently merges and subsumes your identity and you become a Bondelgrob hybrid. So we're going to check in there first. Shamanda, you're on the ground. Tom and Tim have, I presume, have been trying to call to you to help you wake up as you are realizing what is now inside of you.
Shamanda.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, she's up. Yes. Tim, she's up. She's up, Tim. Hey, yes.
Oh, God.
How you doing there, buddy?
Oh, I feel awful. My stomach really hurts.
Yeah. Okay. Got some bad news. For as much as I can tell, you got your butt walloped and there's a Bondelgrob in your tum-tum.
What?
There's a Bondelgrob in your tum-tum.
What are you talking about? I've eaten a Bondelgrob?
Yeah, well,
are you
I don't
mad?
Know. No, I'm not mad, but you seem a little mad. Okay, I'll just take a step back.
Shamanda, like, shake, opens her eyes, shakes it off, tries to stand up and sees the creature there. Is it, like, trying to coax me, or what's its attitude?
Right now, its attitude, I mean, with your empathy stuff, it kind of plays havoc when you try to do it with monsters. But that being said, its emotion comes through very clear, which is it is just pleased as punch. It is very glad for what it is, very pleased with itself and what has happened. And you just hear it as its muzzle kind of moves and shifts. You hear like a breaking sound as it develops a jawline that it wouldn't normally have and the facility for speech. And it just says, "You'll be part of me soon enough." And then it just starts clip-clopping away gleefully, just with little gouts of flaming poop falling out of its butt.
Ugh, disgusting. Shamanda says, Tim, Tom, yep. Whoever, yeah. It just seems like ever since I hit puberty, my life has gone to shit. Clearly I've eaten a piece of this shit thing, so I've got to throw up in a way and get this out of my... where is the nearest vending machine? Gosh. Yeah. Then I guess Shamanda tries to get out of this basketball court.
Yeah, there's another entrance on the other side for you to walk through. That appears to be it. It's just another double doors on the other side.
Oh, actually, I'm going to roll for sect resources to see if I can get a little bit of, like, useful objects. Maybe some Epicac or friggin'. I'm just thinking milk because I don't like milk.
It's probably bad.
Yeah, what this situation needs is milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, 10 plus weird is going to be 12. Hell yeah!
Nice, okay. You're weird as hell.
Yeah, I think enough time has passed that you can do this again. And normally, just for our listeners at home, normally the move as written is once per mystery, but because of how we play things, I think it makes more sense to me to basically do like once per day. Like when you wake up, you can do it again. So I think this makes total sense. So, yeah, you have three hold, and you can use those at any time that you want to either have a useful object ready, be somewhere you are needed just in time, add plus one to a six or nine, add plus one to another hunter's six or nine, or retroactively warn someone about an attack so that it does not happen.
Okay, I'm going to use the move to be exactly where I need to be at the right time to end up in wherever Miss Wexler is. And I guess how I'll lead into it.
No, I'm going to be a little bit of a stickler.
Oh, you hired a rules lawyer.
Because it is be somewhere you are needed just in time. And what it sounds like you're saying is you want to be somewhere where you need to be, but that is not quite what it is. It
okay, is, well, then where I need to be is wherever will make my stomach churn so I need to throw up.
Oh, no, right. So it's be somewhere where you are needed.
Oh,
currently,
shit.
No one needs you anywhere. So,
oh, no.
Not true.
Amanda
just runs through the gym, runs through the hallways, like, no one needs me. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. And she just runs.
The great, last thing Shamanda's ever going to hear is the keeper saying, nobody needs you anywhere.
Oh. Yeah. No.
Well, and so here's the one thing I'm going to say about all of this also. Due to what is occurring, I just want to be clear. I'm not like gunning to make Shamanda become the bottle grab, but I am also not going to avoid it if that seems like what is about to happen. So like the 15 minutes is going to be a 15 minutes, not in like literal, I'm not starting a clock, but it's like you have 15 minutes. If you don't at the end of it, get clear of it. There really isn't any way to avoid it. Like that's just what's going to happen. That's not going to be me. I didn't make it be a 15-minute thing.
No.
That was what Claire said at the beginning of the season.
You're putting this on Claire?
No, I'm just saying we have improvised ourselves into a situation in which you have 15 minutes to get this thing out of your belly.
Me not scared, Tyler. You can do whatever you want, boy.
Thank you.
Whoa. I love this accent.
While you're running, then, it sounds like you're going into parts unknown. So we're going to use our move, which I am just calling parts unknown because I say it so many times.
Ooh, fun.
So roll plus sharp for me.
Already,
Shamanda, and we'll see what you discover or encounter.
That's a 9 on the die plus 1 is 10. Oh,
great. You make a discovery and you gain 1 point, which is good. Ooh, because I'll remind you all the other thing that happened last time is CEJ lost all of your points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. We flipped a coin.
But you chose to do that.
Yeah, you chose to.
No one asked you to do
made that.
That
choice. You could have just not done 50. That.
Yeah.
Oh no, what's happening to him?
He's trying to rip a phone book in half and just really can't.
Shamanda, what are the two numbers that you rolled?
A 4 and a 5.
A 4 and a 5. Ooh. Okay. Great.
Nice.
Shamanda.
Oh my god, I go to a hospital?
Well,
Tyler.
You
be nice.
So what you discover, you discover a feature, and the feature that this rolls is technology. So what technology do you discover? The last time that this happened, you found the control room.
And that was super successful and everybody loved it.
It was really great. I think what you do, Shamanda, is you're running through and just like kind of chaotically running down this long hallway that like zigs and zags. There's entrance ways off to either side as you're going through this black site. Again, Raffel is designated to help Barb get control of the bundle grob and use it as a sort of blackmail scheme to extract the financial resources of the world around her. And as you're running, you encounter one room and you look in and you see there is a very high tech, like what looks like almost like a restraining, it basically looks like it's a restraint room, like very high tech thing where there's like paddles that go in and stuff. And it looks like a place very sexy. It looks like a place to hold monsters, like to grab something and hold it in place. And so it has, you know, there's a lot of robotic elements to it, like arms that go out and grab on. It looks like there are manacles that can hold. Anything you would need to hold something and temporarily neutralize a mobile creature, this room is set up for. Very much like if you imagined a very leather, nasty version of what is at like a dog groomer's facility, you know, like very high end, but it's sort of the same principle, like the same goal, or what might be at like a cattle farm for when you're trying to hold a cow in place. Like, it's that kind of stuff is in this room. Do with that what you will.
Okay. Shamanda walks in, scans the room, sees the sexy lighting, pulls out a notebook, and writes all of this down for, like, future notes for later.
What are you writing, Shamanda?
Huh? Don't worry about it.
What are you writing?
sexual fantasies, if you must know.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I guess... this is a control area. I try to find a place to like plug in my phone so I can call Miss Wexler.
Okay. Yeah. There is definitely an outlet.
I'm going to send
And your phone, I think, so it sounds like your phone has died.
Mm-hmm, I presume. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you see the little battery logo come on and it's completely red. So it'll take a couple minutes to get enough juice to turn on.
Okay, I guess while it's doing that, I'm kind of just going to poke around at buttons and see if there's any information on the types of creatures that have been held here.
Hey, okay. Do you two mind if I eat? I have a Hungry Man's meal when you called me. And, oh my God. I mean, I just don't get cold.
No, I mean, please go, please eat. And thank you for helping me out.
No.
No. Oh God.
And I'm going to say about 3 minutes has passed from your initial running to finding this room to everything. So you have 12
Why
minutes left.
Why do you
left.
Eat like that?
Oh my God, 12 minutes. Okay, you guys can go. Thank you so much for helping me out and through probably one of my darkest times that I will definitely hunker down and think about a lot more. But right now I'm kind of in a flight mode and I need this phone to charge so that I can be rid of this monster that's inside of me. So unless you know how to help.
Huh?
Do you know how to help? Do you have any ideas?
To plug the phone in or to...
Oh my God. Okay, bye. It was so great talking to you.
Hey, we're not over, Shamanda. I'll get you still.
Ugh.
What?
Okay.
What?
You sound like all of Miss Wexler's exes. This is weird.
And that's when Tim in this moment, as this is ending, realizes for the first time that Shamanda has no idea that he sees her as his rival and anything like that.
Oh, Shamanda, before you hang up, you're my rival. Dang it. Well, I better finish this whole bowl of Hungry Man's.
And we'll cut away before that. We're going to cut over to Susan. So Shamanda, as you frantically look at all of this, you have 12 minutes. As you can feel something rebelling against the stomach acid in your stomach. And
Tim's feeling that too.
And you feel incredibly nervous about what that signifies. Meanwhile, Susan, you, Crashly, and Adam Miller are standing before this behemoth plant, watching it constricting around and around CEJ. What are the four of you doing? Who shouts out to whom?
Unless someone else has an idea they want to try, I'm going to use magic on the plant.
Smart.
Okay. What are you trying to do?
So I have kind of the opposite of a green thumb when it comes to plants. I tend to kill any plant that I take care of. Mm-hmm. And so what I would like to do is to amplify my touch using magic and touch the plant.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. And well, here's what I'm going to say, Susan. So what does the spell look like? Like, what are you going to do for it?
Yeah, so it's a chant, and it does take like a little bit of concentration and stuff. So as long as I can do that, and it's going to be like glowing hands, basically.
Great. Yeah. As soon as you do that, Susan, I need you to roll plus tough.
Okay, 7. So 7.
Okay. As soon as Susan starts to do that, the very first hint, Crashly, from your experience, you know, you're very familiar with magic. As soon as any sort of aura starts forming around Susan, the vines whip over with purpose and focus. And before Susan can even do anything in response, begin to wrap around her. Susan, you cannot move.
Shamanda, I mean, what? Susan.
I want to cut the vines.
And as they are approaching towards Susan, Crashly, you are currently quite magical as well. Yeah. You need to roll plus tough also.
Fart. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. I got a 9.
Same thing happens to you. So as you move forward, this untethered spirit moving an angelic body, The vines wrap around you tight. You also can't move, and you can feel, you and Susan, you feel yourselves getting pulled into this central mass, and you can feel the magic that you sort of innately have being siphoned as it is taking it in. You also, you see surrounding you on all sides, and this is for you as well, CEJ, you see leaves of three, and you wish you had let it be as you all start getting a terrible rash.
But this is good though.
Is it?
Because if Crashly's is in danger, ..
Oh, that's true.
Right. And she might end up being. Right now she's not, just because she hasn't been hurt yet or anything. But we will see. Yeah. I'm curious to find out what constitutes that. So we'll play that by ear.
Okay.
And CEJ, I want you to go ahead and roll plus tough as well, since you've already been grabbed in this.
Tyler!
CEJ is peak CEJ today.
I can't. With these vines around my neck, my voice is changing.
It's pushing his voice up the octave.
Oh, it's a one, Alan.
It's a one?
No. I'm telling him that his modifier is a one.
It's a seven.
Oh, great. Okay, cool. Good. Yeah, so same thing. CEJ, you're not, luckily, you're able to sort of like get your arms in such a position that you're kind of guarding your rib cage, so you're not losing any further breath, but you also can't move. You're there tight, and you can feel yourself getting pulled down into the center of this mass as it is pulling you towards something in the center of it. Adam.
Oh, God, it's up to Adam.
The vine doesn't give a shit about you at all.
What? Wow. Come on, grab me.
And as you're doing that and everything, it doesn't even seem to notice you.
Wow. This tough. Why? This sucks. But I gotta save my friends. Even if I'm a little hurt inside, I gotta help them because I hurt outside. So I use the power of heart.
Oh.
Okay.
So I don't get a roll. I automatically roll 10 like I'm helping out. So can I help?
How are you helping and what are you doing?
Can I? No offense.
What are you doing and how are you helping?
You know, like just such like, a burn.
I think like a general
well,
help.
I'm just saying, you know? Because it's if you help someone, you automatically help, but you have to be helping someone for it to work.
Yeah. So
and helping someone is helping somebody else with a move they're making. So what are you doing?
Let's see, drag us,
Tyler. Damn, God damn.
There is a young boy out there who knows the rules, and he wants me to make sure that I hold you accountable to them.
Damn,
you're right. You're right.
Sorry.
So let's see. What was Susan's? Did Susan try to do something right before? Right. She was trying.
She tried to do magic. Yeah, which you can't help with.
I tried to cut the vines. I did say that.
Oh, okay. Crashly, so Crashly did move forward to try to cut the vines, but was grabbed before she was able to. So, if you're helping her with that.
I can help because I have a big kitchen knife.
That's true. You do. Okay, great.
So freaking big.
And I sort of jump through the air and it's really cool. It's like 1 foot.
All right. And so what I want to check in on. So you want to help Crashly, I guess, is Adam Miller jumping in to try to cut the vines himself? Or in this big moment, are you like handing Crashly your knife?
I think it's a huge like Crashly, I've got you. I've got this big knife, and I run over towards her like really fast, like it looks like a blur, and I just plant the knife in her head.
We're all gonna die.
Can't move though.
Oh, wait, your hands are hidden.
I think Crashly has one hand. Just out and
Crashly.
It's tight though, Crashly. It's very tight. But yeah, you
are able to use this knife.
Okay. You could have. Okay, thank you.
See,
you know what?
And I point at the cut here.
Okay. So Crashly can really tell she's been inside Adam's head. Okay, so like she knows what Adam needs right now is to feel like he really helped. Otherwise, we're fucked.
Right here.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Adam, I don't know if I can do it. I'm nervous.
Okay, give me the knife.
Could you cut it? Okay.
And I run the knife over to Miss Wexler.
I'm just going to yell, you have to cut, Adam. Start cutting.
Okay, Adam, you can do this. Okay, you can cut these vines. You cut your own hair that one time.
These vines are only thing stopping you from getting into lids.
Right. Oh gosh, my eyes turn red and I kick some ass on the vines.
Heck yeah. All okay, right. Roll plus tough.
So minutes of I should have just done this in the first place. Yes, I know. But aren't you glad that we took that journey together?
Yes.
I am.
Okay, plus tough. That is an 8.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, on an Woo! 8, that means Ow. You and your target inflict harm on each other. Now, here is one thing. Would Adam Miller, would you say that you are charging into immediate danger without hedging your bet?
Yeah, duh. Does Adam ever hedge his bets? The only hedges I'm worried about are these.
Yep.
You are doing then what could go wrong. So you do have 2 hold as a result of that, which you can spend a hold to inflict an extra harm, reduce anyone's harm suffered by 1, or automatically upgrade a roll from fail to mixed success or mixed success to full success.
Oh, hell yeah.
So those are things that you can do.
Full success. I'm automatically upgrading.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to kill that plant without it hurting me.
Nice.
Kill that plant.
What are you doing and how are you helping?
So then you are here. I just have to update your little sheet so that it shows those holds. So you're spending 1 hold.
Yes, sir.
To upgrade to a full success. Okay, great. So you are going to inflict harm on each other. You also get to pick if you have advantage on your next roll, you do extra harm, you take less harm, you force it where you want it, or you take something from them. Which is it?
I'd like to take my friend from them.
Which one?
I'm going to take... Sorry, Crashly. I'm going to take Ms. Wexler.
That makes sense. You're closest to Susan.
Yeah,
I think what happens in this moment then, Adam, you bring the kitchen knife down. It slices deep into...
Big kitchen knife.
Big kitchen knife. Mm-hmm. It slices deep into one of these vines. An Icarus? No. A thick, viscous green ooze.
Icar.
Sprays out and hits you. Adam Miller, you are going to take, I think you're going to take 1 harm from this, but you are also going to get just a horrible rash.
Oh!
As the ooze just like coats your clothes and your skin.
Yuck.
Oh!
And you become unstable again.
Oh, what? Oh, am I? Okay.
Now that you, because you were at 4 and stable, but now you're at 5, so now you're unstable. So you feel this more like a chemical burn than just a pure rash, which is not great because you already are burned on your feet from when Susan flamed out the unicorn. So you're in very rough shape. But as you bring it down, you manage to cut just such a way that the vine, as it is there, the vine whips out and it hits you, or it moves to hit you, but it doesn't know where to go. Like it can't seem to sense you. And so it just flails wildly. But in its flailing, it breaks itself even further. And you watch the vine sort of rip itself apart, this one vine. And it loosens its grip in that moment on Susan. And Susan, you are able to pull yourself out from the vine with just an itchy rash on any place that you had exposed skin. Susan, what are you doing in this moment?
I'm pulling out my blessed knife.
Okay. Mm.
And I'm going to start hacking away. And I'm just going to tell Adam, like, keep hacking, buddy. I don't think it can sense you because you're not.
What?
Magical.
Yeah. As soon as you pull out that knife, Susan, I need you to roll plus tough. As more vines whip towards, just with laser precision focus towards you and the knife.
Okay. Yep. So I'm just going to keep, I'm just, as I'm doing a meal, I'm like, it can't sense you. It can't sense you. I got a 4.
Gotcha.
You got a 4?
Sure did, bud.
Susan, you get grabbed up and it seems like, whereas before it was a little tentative, now it knows what you possess, which is a strong, potent magic aura. And the multiple vines come in, grab you tight, pull and cinch, and you take 1 harm. Mm-hmm. And you cannot move and you cannot breathe.
I have a question. Totally agree. Totally with you. Since the Bondelgrob does have like a weakness with Susan, is that helping me at all in this situation?
This has no relation to the Bondelgrob.
Yeah.
Why did I think this was a Bondel plant? Because everything is a Bondel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this and that is almost a little surprising to you that this thing seems very overtly to not be Bondelgrob related. Does seem a little odd, but yeah, so you get grabbed and you are being constricted, and much like an anaconda or a boa constrictor, anytime you let your breath out, you feel it pulling tighter. So
okay, so I'm just going to sit there and stay as calm as I can and focus on whatever the kids are planning for my birthday surprise tomorrow.
Yes, yes, which you have not told them about because you know that they know.
Oh, they're on it.
They're definitely planning. See, EJ, as you're getting pulled down, what are you doing? Okay, fair enough. Crashly, are you doing anything?
Am I free now?
No, you still... Adam freed Susan. Oh, you are still unable to move.
Then I bumbled it right away.
No, okay, but Adam is free.
Adam is free and moving around. You're all watching. Probably CEJ isn't able to see as CEJ is getting pulled in to these thick vines and this thick growth, but you, Crashly, can see pretty clearly. This thing, I mean, it obviously doesn't have eyes, but whatever it's using to sense, it cannot sense Adam at all.
Okay, so I'm just like, okay, I'm going to think about this for a second, because if I use magic, it's going to attack me more and more. And I have one hand free.
You do have one hand free.
Okay, so I am going to, let me check and see. What weapons am I holding? I think it's just my garrot, which I can't really use one-handed.
Yeah, so you do have a garrot. And I think we also established this is something that, again, that young boy was very annoyed that we haven't figured out what your... we haven't brought into play the special weapon you received when you became the Chosen.
Oh, I thought my garrot was my special weapon.
Oh, then it totally can be.
But...
Then it is. No. Your garrot is your special weapon. You have it.
But that means it's magical now.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's magic unless you made it magic. So basically, your garrot, you can either say that it is an artifact, which would be magic, that it has spikes, that it's bladed, that it's long, that it's a chain.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say it's got like, well, gosh.
So, yeah, this does not need to be magic. This is basically just a thing that is like...
Okay, cool.
In the future, when telling the myth of Crashly, it's like Crashly and her garrot.
Okay, it's her non-magical garrot. It's a regular, you know, like wire garrot, except the ends have like razor wire tip.
Jesus Christ.
So that's just for safety. That's just for safety. Just for sort of like how you, in your car, you carry a thing that like smashes the window. It's like you need it to be a multi-tool. So I'm going to try to hack away.
So Crashly carries around with her a long, thin piece of wire with razors embedded in it that she uses for strangling.
No. I want to be clear. The wire for strangling is simply for a physical mechanical act of strangling. There's no razors embedded. It's not a torture device. On the ends, like where you might hold it, where they're danglies, it's kind of like in a nunchuck way, or those things that you throw in the cowboy game, a bolo.
Horseshoe?
Like a bolo, except it's like a bolo tie, except the ends are knives or like razor things. Okay.
So you have
the girl in Kill Bill.
Probably. I've never seen that.
So good.
I know.
Yeah. So it's a garrot with the handles are two knives.
Essentially. Yeah.
So it's a thing used to slit the throat of whomever you're.
I don't want to. No. Look.
It's an incredibly effective and terrifying weapon.
Crashly, do you want my big knife?
I think Canon. Are we saying Canon? You got this at a spy store in DC?
Yes, yeah. I did. Yes.
Great. Yeah. So you have a garrot wire is essentially like piano wire. It's very thin. You have that, and you have two knives at the end of it. Yeah. What are you doing with this?
I'm gonna hack away at the vines. with the knife parts.
Okay, go ahead and I think this is going to be kick some ass.
Yeah.
So you're going to roll plus tough.
I got an 8.
If you want to help out Adam, you can.
Yeah. Power of heart.
Okay. But again, what are you doing and how are you helping?
I see what she's doing, and I help bang on the vine on a different spot to distract it with a knife.
Oh, okay, great.
Like with the butt of the knife?
Yeah. Come on over here.
Yeah, and it seems to work because the vine, you don't think this has intelligence necessarily or anything, but it does seem to be, on some level, becoming aware of there being something that it's not aware of. Mm-hmm. And so in searching for the source of this beating on it, there is a moment of distraction there. Crashly, you feel its grip on you loosen a little bit, and you can roll with advantage. Nice. On your kick some ass roll.
Okay, so I reroll one die, is that right?
Yeah, you roll three times and you take the highest two.
Oh, great. It's still an 8, or yeah, it's still an 8, essentially.
On an 8, you and your target will inflict harm on each other. The garrot, let's see here, the flake has the garrot. Let's see how much damage a garrot does. Wow, garrot does 3 harm.
Yeah.
intimate, so you have to be very close to it. Luckily, which you are. So, Crashly, your garrot does 3 harm, so you do that to it. It is going to, I think it's a similar thing as you garrot and just completely cinch off one of the vines on this thing. It is just spraying out more of this acidic, itchy, poisonous ichor from the inside, and you're going to take 2 harm as you're just drenched.
And now my body was it healthy before?
Well, your body was not dead, but yes, right. your Chadriel body was at 0. Yes. So now it is going to be at 2. This is what I'm going to say for everything. I think in terms of what we've established previously is that Derek is still innately tied to his mission, which is to keep Crashly safe. Derek has fled into his extraplanar pocket dimension and is unreachable by anyone. But Shamanda deduced that if you were to put Crashly in harm's way, then Derek would return. I'm going to say that harm's way is if Crashly is at risk of dying.
Mm.
Because the other thing you realize in this moment as you take this damage, as a normal human, you get hurt, whatever, you can feel yourself heal or whatnot and things like that. You realize you can't really heal in this because the spirit is not present in this. You realize, and really, I guess what I want to say is like, this is the first time that you've been hurt since this spell was used to bar you. When that barred, you said, I feel like I was actually supposed to die. Like, it feels like there was a pull and it got severed. And you realize now there is nothing pulling anywhere. Your entire life, you've felt something, some sense of connection.
Yeah.
And that's gone. And you start to suspect of like, if you die in this body, there, you don't go anywhere. You're you're dust. Like, you just will
cease.
Yeah. And that's terrifying, obviously.
Says you. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah.
But it's not just like cease like arrest. It's cease like decay. Like, it's not pleasant. It's all like, it's wrong. You just feel this wrongness of like, in this moment, you're like, not that anybody's holding it against you, but there is a natural order and you've broken it.
Well, matter shouldn't be created or destroyed, and neither should energy, right? So, correct. Like, that shouldn't happen.
And this would be a case of energy being destroyed.
I get that. That makes sense.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to say once you get to critical is when Crashly hitting critical in her current body or in any body, really, would be the cause for Derek returning. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Crashly, you take 2 harm as the Chadriel body lights up in itchy feelings. And Adam Miller, what are you doing?
I'm chopping. I'm helping Susan breathe, and I'm kicking some ass.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
That is, what's the number above 10?
11.
11?
Just wanted to know, it's a 10.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah, so I forgot about that. Okay.
What?
On a 10, same thing. You inflict harm on each other, and you can do either extra harm, take less harm yourself, get advantage on a roll or give it to somebody else, force where you want it or take something from it.
I want to free Susan again.
Okay, so you're taking Susan from
it. Worth it.
You cut another vine, and another vine goes free, spills out some of this goo as it's settling on you further. I think you are going to take 2 harm from this as this is setting in. And so you are, where are you at?
Dying?
7.
Yeah.
You are dying.
If you're not living, you're not dying. Wait, dang. I don't know.
If you take any more harm, essentially, at this point, Adam Miller, you realize if you don't immediately move away, you're going to die.
Do I free Susan with this attack, though?
You do. You pull Susan out.
I think I hand her my knife. I'm like, use this one. And then I fall.
Aww. Yeah, Adam falls down unconscious. Damn. Susan, what do? You can see the vines sort of noodling around, pulling. And I think Susan would realize at this point something. Every human being has an innate connection to magic. Like magic is sort of related to souls and things like that. Everybody has a little bit or a lot. You obviously have a lot.
Not everyone.
CEJ has a pretty good amount because CEJ can see dead things and spirits. So is really opened to it. Crashly obviously has a shit ton right now because of her conditions. And Adam Miller doesn't. Adam Miller gave up all of it. So you're seeing these vines constricting around, reaching. And while they can't see you, they're kind of like a vine flicks out and like touches like the edge of like an impermeable space that you would just describe as like your aura. And then pulls back as though interested. Touches again, like to confirm, and is starting to sort of wheedle in. All of these vines are starting to move in as they are detecting your presence. In that, what are you doing?
So they'll sense me whether I use magic or not, and I basically can't use magic, right?
Yeah, it's if you're not using magic, they don't sense you that much. If you use magic, they sense you like very quickly. Like,
using the knife wouldn't be anything magical, of course. Sorry,
no, this is just a big silly question. Knife.
Okay, so something that I've done that let me know if it's I can do or cannot do is I did just with my miss, I leveled up. I wanted to know if I can go ahead and use that thing because I was like, I'm just going to level up tough since it's not great. But should I wait till the end of this session to do that?
No. I think you should do it now. It's cooler to do it now.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Wait.
Okay. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm going to start hacking at this thing. And, I rolled a 12.
All
right. Bye, plant.
All right, Susan. So same thing. You can give advantage to someone else or yourself. You can do extra harm. You can take less harm. You can force it where you want, or you can take something from it.
I'm going to take CEJ from it.
Great. Yeah, you cut, hack, slash through this thing, doing quite a bit of harm to it. You reach in, you grab CEJ is getting pulled under very Terminator 2, just his hand.
But it's not a thumbs up. It's not a thumbs up at all. It's like, it's a fast wave, like, hello? Can anyone, guys?
And you feel yourself yanked, CEJ, as Susan grabs you, cuts you free, pulls you out. CEJ, as you're getting pulled out, you notice something that is troubling, which is the cut vines seems to have an effect similar to at a much faster to plants when you do a cutting. You see the individual vines quickly sort of rooting to the floor where they're at and then starting to wiggle.
They're propagating.
They're propagating. So these do not seem to be killed by this. They just seem to be
And I point at that. I see that happening, and I'm still like, catching my breath, and I'm feeling a little lightheaded. And as Susan pulls me free, I point at the plants, and I go, they're prostrating.
Now, is there anything wrong with us just leaving at this point?
No, there's never anything wrong with you leaving.
I think we leave this area.
Could you help me get out?
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. And I did. I thought Crashly was out.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today. For our listeners, just so that there is no confusion on it, because I know Shamanda obviously didn't attempt to find out. The two creatures that Shamanda encountered, the flying horse dragon creature, was a Longma from Chinese myth, and the flame-shitting bull is a Bonacon from Roman cryptozoology.
A Bonacondyl grub.
A Bonacondyl grub.
It already has Bon in there.
Bonacondyl grub. Bonacondyl grub.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Until next time, watch out for thigmatropism.
Adult CEJ?
Yeah, that's right.
This guy's 35.
Reviewing a movie from 99?
In our universe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in this universe right now, Toy Story came out Toy Story 2 came out in 99.
But in this universe, came out in 2006.
No, it didn't.
No, it came out in 2016.
Oh my God. Yeah. You've jumped the shark this time, Blinnick.
Do you love Star Wars but kind of wish you didn't? Then join us on the Expounded Universe podcast as we read through all the old Star Wars novels that took the galaxy far, far away that you know and love and turned it into a place where Han Solo can punch a giant otter and Luke Skywalker almost gets eaten by a giant gold-plated pillar of Dinty Moore beef stew. Did you like Princess Leia? Well, too bad! Now she's a space racist! Don't believe me? You'll just have to listen to find out on Expounded Universe.